WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, Aubrey mentioned an email from a listener who mentioned hail cannons in use in a wine-growing region of Argentina. So let's take a look at that topic. The hail cannon is a shockwave generator that theoretically will disrupt the formation of hailstones in their growing phase. The cannon, which looks a lot like a cone pointed upward into the sky, fires an explosive charge of acetylene gas and air into the lower chamber of the machine. The resulting energy passes through the neck and into the cone, where it develops into a force that becomes a shockwave, traveling upward at speeds of about 200 miles an hour. This shockwave, which can be heard clearly as a large whistling sound, then travels into and through the cloud formations above it. The theory is that the sound waves will disrupt the growth phase of the hailstones. The device is repeatedly fired every 4 seconds over the time as the storm is approaching, continuing until the storm has passed through the area. In theory, what would otherwise have fallen as hailstones then falls as slush or rain. It is critical that the machine be operating during the approach of the storm in order to affect the development of hailstones. These machines cannot alter the form of an already developed and solidified hailstone. Now, the history of hail cannons dates back to the 18th century, but today's hail cannons have developed largely over the last 30 years, with much of that development coming in the last 10 years. The protected area for an individual cannon is estimated to be approximately a 500-meter radius, with a lower level of effectiveness as the distance from the device increases. Radar-controlled systems are available to replace human factor required to start and stop the units. This is particularly important in areas where hailstorms form at night. In researching hail cannons, I was not able to find conclusive evidence that this method works, but I did find conclusive evidence that hail cannons are loud, often described as being similar to artillery fire. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.